Welcome to this rich mixed story walk called The Ring of Joy. My name is Vanessa. The walk will take you from our start on Camlet Street, over Arnold Circus, and onto Rich Mix for the end. Just follow your trail map. In total, it will take around 40 minutes, including listening and walking, but take as long as you like. You might want to use headphones. When you hear the music like this, it's time to move on. Press pause on the audio and take off your headphones when you're walking so you don't bump into anything. When you're at the next location, press play again. We're going to start underneath the big tree in the garden at Camlet Street. Our story has got dogs and cats in it, so keep an eye out for any dogs and cats as you walk along. If you see a cat which looks like the cat in the story, you could even take a photo of it. This story's also got a wizard in it, so keep an eye out for any wizards as you go by. This tale comes from ancient China, and it's all about a magic ring. Are you ready to listen to part one? Once, there was a golden ring. It was magic. There are all kinds of things that magic rings can do, but this one was really special. It wasn't a ring that would make you fly. It wasn't a ring that would make you invisible. It wasn't a ring that would make you all powerful. It was better than any of those. It was a ring which, if you had it in your house, would make your home happy. A happy home. Your home would always be warm in winter and cool in summer. No one would ever argue. No one would cry. No one would shout or tease. There'd always be yummy food. Your garden would always be full of beautiful flowers and fruit and butterflies. It was given to a little girl called Tian by her grandmother. Her grandmother always told her, keep this ring in your house. Keep it safe and never, ever tell anyone about the ring. So Tian kept it safe in a little wooden box under her bed. Can you imagine that bed with a secret box under it? She grew up. She got married. Her husband didn't have a job, but it didn't matter because they always had food and everything they needed because of the ring. They also had a dog and a cat, and they loved them very much, especially the cat, which Tian used to have on her lap. She'd sit and look out of the window and talk to the cat and stroke it, told the cat everything. She even told the cat about her ring. But of course it didn't matter, because cats can't talk human language. Well, one day, Tian went to the market and left her husband at home, all happy. And her husband was a bit bored, so he thought he'd have a bit of a sort out of all the rubbish and the junk in the house. He decided to take out all the junk and have a yard sale, you know, where you take all the things you don't want and you sell them in your garden. So he put out all the old stuff in the garden, including the box from underneath Tian's bed with the ring in it. So, anyway. Then a wizard walked by. Have a look around now. Can you spot any wizards? Sometimes it's hard to know who might be a wizard. But anyway, one came by and straight away the wizard smelled the magic ring. Now, Cat was looking out of the window of the house. Cat saw the wizard. She thought, oh no, I'm not going to let that wizard buy the ring. So she ran into the garden and she said to Tian's husband, what are you doing? Don't sell that box. It's got a magic ring in it which keeps the whole house happy. Whatever you do, don't sell the box. But of course, that wasn't what Tian's husband heard. You know what Tian's husband would have heard, don't you? Yeah. Meow, 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 meow. And he went, oh, Cat, why are you making all that fuss? So he said, come on, go inside. And he took Cat inside and locked her in the bedroom. Cat watched helplessly through the window as Tian's husband said to the wizard, huh, this old box, oh, this is broken. You can just have it. Oh, the wizard took the box with the magic ring and went far away to his house through the forest on top of a hill. As soon as the ring left the garden, all the trees and the flowers wilted. The fruit dried up. The butterflies left. Chen's husband felt cold and hungry. He went in and he found empty cupboards. He was so sad. When Tian came home from the market, she found the ring and the box were gone. And they had their first ever argument. Tian sat by the window crying, and the moon came up. While she was crying in one room and the husband was crying in another room, dog and cat started to talk to each other. Dog said,
Oh, master and mistress are so sad and crying. I'd do anything to make them happy.
And the cat said, You fool. It's because that wizard today took the box with the magic ring in it. If we could find the wizard and get the ring back, they'd be happy again and then there'd be lots of fish and milk for us.
And the dog said, I know where that wizard lives. Sometimes master takes me that way for a walk. It's on top of this hill, through this forest. We should go now to his house and get the ring back. Oh, no, but how will we get through his door? Oh, can you bite through a wooden door?
No, said Cat. Ooh, but mouse can nibble through wood. So she went to the mouse hole and she squeaked mouse out with her claw and she said, Mouse, if you don't nibble through a door for us, I'll eat you up. Do you think you can nibble through a door for us? And the mouse went, okay. So Cat put mouse on her back. Come on then, said Cat. Let's go to this wizard's house. And Cat, with mouse on her back, jumped out of the window. Dog only had short legs and he couldn't jump that far. He made himself as brave as he could to do a really big jump. And he goes, for master and mistress, I'll jump out of the window. And he went, wee! And he landed in the dried up garden. Ow! And they went out, with Dog leading the way. We're at the end of part one now, so let's imagine that we're in the forest at night. There are quite a lot of trees already, aren't there? And imagine that the road around the edge of Arnold Circus is a fast-flowing river. Maybe there's a bridge for you to get over, or maybe you'll swim. And imagine the wizard's house is that green shelter right on the top of the little hill. In a moment, when you hear the music, I'd like you to press pause, take off your headphones and make your way through the pretend forest, over the pretend river, which is a little road, through the arch and up those stairs to our next stop at the top of the hill. Make sure to keep an eye out for scooters and bikes. Okay, press pause now and I'll see you at the top of the stairs. Stop two. Hello, did you go through the arch? Did you go up the stairs? Are you at the top of the hill now? Great. Look around and let's pretend it's night and that there's no one here except for Cat with mouse on Cat's back and Dog. And we're under the moon. Can you see all these trees everywhere? Imagine we're in a forest. Imagine the river at the bottom of the hill. I'm sure you crossed the river safely. But when Cat and Dog came to the river, of course they had to stop. The river down there was wide, ice cold and full of all yucky rubbish that people had thrown in. There was a bridge, but it was closed at night.
Oh no, said Dog. The bridge is closed. How will we get over to the wizard's house?
Cat said, I thought dogs could swim. Dog really didn't want to go in the river. It was so cold and dirty and fast flowing, but he did really love Tian and her husband so much. So he held his breath and he jumped in with a great big splash. 1, 2, 3, splush!
Oh, he said, oh, it was cold and dirty and horrible. Oh, for master and mistress, he said,
and he started paddling, doing dog paddle. And Cat jumped safely on his back. Be careful not to splash us, she said. So you remember Mouse was on Cat's head. Finally, they got over the river and Dog shook all the yucky muck and water all off himself and they went to find the magician's house at the top of the hill. So it was locked, but Mouse went nibble, 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 nibble through the door And then Mouse went running around looking for the box with a ring in it. And then Mouse went, nibble, 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 nibbled into the box and got the ring in her little tiny, tiny hands. And then she went, drag, 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 drag. And she pulled the ring out through the box, through the door, and gave it to Cat and Dog. And Cat said, oh, Mouse, aren't you clever? You got the ring. Now come here and let me give you a kiss. And Mouse went, ah, ah, and went running away, beep, 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 as fast as she could. And they never saw Mouse again. So anyway, they had the magic ring. If you want to, you can pretend to be like Mouse and go into the house, which is the shelter, and get a pretend ring and get it out again. You can also press pause for a moment and see if there's something to make a ring with. Maybe there's some grass or a long thin leaf or something like that that you can twist around your finger. Or perhaps you'll see a flower, which could be a jewel in the ring. If you can't find anything that's safe, don't worry. Your imagination will create a wonderful ring. When you've rescued your pretend ring from the house, you can press play again. Right, so they had the ring. Mouse had run away. Dog tried to pick up the ring with his teeth, but his nose kept getting in the way. His mouth was just in the wrong place. Oh, he goes, oh, yeah. So he's trying to pick it up with his tongue. Oh, I can't pick it up. Oh, you fool, said Cat, and she scooped up the ring with her tail. Then they both ran down the hill to the river again, and she hopped on Dog's back. Quickly over the river and home, she said, and don't splash me this time. You almost got my paws wet last time. So Dog splashed over the river, splash, 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 and Cat rode on his back with the precious ring on her tail. When they got on the other side of the river down there, Dog gave himself a big shake to shake off the water, and Cat ran up a tree to get out of the way of all the shaky water droplets. And when she was up there, she looked around across the countryside. Oh, I can see a much better way to get home, she said. And she ran home by herself across the treetops, leaving Dog to walk all by himself. So, Cat ran off back to the house with Tian and Tian's husband, and Dog had to plod and trudge back through all the forest the way that they had come. We are going to climb over some pretend treetops now, round to the back door of Tian's house. Don't forget your pretend ring. When you're ready, press pause and take off your headphones. We're going to go down the stairs, along Club Row, and we're going to cross Bethnal Green Road very carefully at the traffic lights. Follow the map to the front of Rich Mix. When you're opposite Rich Mix, press play again. Stop three. Hello again. Hopefully you're with me on the other side of the road from Rich Mix. Now I'm going to tell you the end of the story. So Cat got home to the back of the house, jumped over the fence, still with a magic ring on her tail. And as soon as she got the ring into the garden burst into wonderful flowers. And even though it was still the night, beautiful fruits and butterflies started to skim around. And if you look at the front of Rich Mick's building, you can see them all, drawn onto the front of the building. Can you see them? Don't they look amazing? Well, Tian was sitting at the open window. She had been crying that whole time. And Cat jumped in. Oh, Cat, she said. Oh, you're a bit wet. Where have you been? Oh, Cat, she said. Oh, you bought the ring. Oh, good cat. Clever, clever cat. Would you like some cream? And Cat was like, uh-huh. She said, would you like a cushion? Cat was like, mm-hmm. And Cat sat on the cushion and drank the cream and did her biggest smile. Maybe you can do a really big smile too. If you want, you can even press pause and take a photo of yourself doing a really, really, really big smile like Cat. The house was full of flowers and warm and cozy and happy again. Anyway, remember poor dog. He was running home the long way as fast as he could, getting lost because it was so dark and he was so tired. And finally he got to the fence by the garden.
Oh, look at those flowers, he said.
They couldn't jump over it, so he started barking. And he woke up Tian, who had just fallen asleep again.
Woof, 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 woof.
Dog, she said.
Woof, 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 woof.
Oh, she goes, dog, be quiet. What are you doing out there? You're waking me up. Why are you being so noisy? And she went to go and let him in. She opened the door and dog came running in. Ah, dog, she said, you are soaking wet and muddy. Oh, my gosh, you smell disgusting. No, not in the house. In the garden. Naughty dog. Slam. And just as the door slammed in his face, dog saw Cat sitting on a velvet cushion with her cream, grinning a great big smile. And Cat waved her tail at him. Bye. Slam. And dog thought, I'm going to get you. Well, dog decided never to work with Cat again and decided the next time he saw Cat, he'd chase her up a tree. But the magic of the ring was soon working on him too. And by the time the morning came, dog was smiling and happy too. Tian came and let him in and gave him some yummy food. Are you ready for a walk, dog? And dog said, yay! Because, you know, dogs love walking. We hope you enjoyed walking too. If you're feeling hungry, why not eat your snack now? We really hope you've enjoyed this story walk. We look forward to welcoming you to more family events with Rich Mix very soon.